5-08-20, tape 2, side 1. What is that word for pilot again?
Want IN.
Again?
Want IN.
And that means?
Airman.
Airman. What is the word for flour?
Kun.
That's cooking flour that you use.
Cooking flour, yeah.
Okay. How about powder? Is it the same word?
Not hun.
How would you say wheat flour?
Let that hun.
And corn flour?
Eat hun.
How would you say house building?
Atowinu.
Means I am.
I'm building a house. How do you say that?
But not atowinu.
Okay. What would you call the foundation of a house? The very.
Topun.
What does that mean?
Foundation.
That means house what?
House foundation.
House foundation. Okay.
Topun, yes.
What is the do you have an expression which is like the head of the house, the person who is the head of the house?
Totsome.
And what does that mean?
Head of the house.
Who would that be?
The father, yes.
The father. Do you have a word for the people who belong to the council, supposedly that helps govern the pueblo? The council?
Totsapien.
What would you call it off edit? What would you call a person who belongs to the council? More than one? You say always.
Kopa.
Does that mean every day?
Every day.
Okay. What is the word for govern?
To omeme. To omeme.
What does that mean?
Governing.
Governing. How would you say one who rules, one who governs with these words?
Naomeme.
What is the word for a shelf?
Saya.
Do you have, well, I'm trying to get that. What is the word for a dresser or a cupboard?
Tlamolom.
What?
Tlamolom. To keep things.
Okay, keep things in a box. What is that again?
More
than one of these would be?
Okay,
means box to keep things.
Yeah.
Okay. Now what is the word for stomach?
Teen.
More than one?
Teen.
And belly would be the same, I suppose, wouldn't it? Yeah. Okay. What would you say where he lives?
What her now? Where she lives?
Where he lives or where she lives.
What her now?
How would you say at the house?
What her ta.
How would you say at his house?
What her ta.
Where's the wa? What does the wa mean? The wa.
Over there.
Over there, over house. How don't just say shoot as with the bow and arrow, I am shooting.
Tetamu.
How would you say he's been shot?
Tapian.
Mm-hmm. How would you call the shooting itself?
Mataweta.
How would you say for the house?
Tumiauke.
How would you say I'm right-handed? If someone uses the right hand a lot, I'm right-handed.
Tatanaimu.
Huh?
Tatanaimu.
Mm-hmm. How would you say right side?
Tanaima.
How would you say right hand?
Tanaima nemu.
I say the left side.
Chelma.
And how would you say I'm left-handed?
Tachele.
Mm-hmm. How would you say left hand?
Chelma nemu.
How would you say right leg?
Ta nai hoemu.
Or can you say thanks?
Say no.
Huh?
Say no.
Is that what you say when somebody says, gives you something and you want to say thank you? What do you say?
Say no. Mm-hmm.
And then what do you answer? What does the other person say?
Ta. Ta.
How would you say away?
Wa'e.
You went away?
Wa'e.
Wa'e.
Away.
Away. Uh-huh. Right. How do you say away from the village?
Wa'e. You want to
from here.
From here.
How would you say from the house?
Yonto tate.
Huh?
Yonto tate.
What's the first part before the ta?
From the house.
Yeah.
This house. From
this house. Okay. Mm-hmm. How would you say day after tomorrow?
Tunawichon.
Huh?
Tunawichon.
Mm-hmm. How would you say weather, as if I don't know weather?
Turn.
We've had that before.
The word for day.
Okay.
Time of day.
Okay. How would you...
If you're saying, I don't know whether I want this or that, how would you say that? I don't know whether I want this one or that one. Now what the first part of it means I don't know. How do you say that again?
Nakacha.
I don't know. And then whether I want this one or that one.
How would you say I am finding? Find.
Tanatama.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. How would you say to discover or to look for? How would you say I discovered it?
Tanatama.
Mm-hmm. How would you say discovery?
Tama.
Okay. How would you say just about sunrise?
Hiaulo.
What part of that is sunrise?
Hiau.
Yeah. And the last part means?
Lo.
It means what?
Way early in the morning.
So sunrise early. Alright. How would you say when the sun rises?
But hallelujah.
Do you have a word for an eclipse when the sun gets in the way of the moon, you can't see the moon?
No.
Something like... Okay. The word for sun?
Tallinn.
More than one?
Tallinn.
Word for clock? You say the same?
Talbon.
Do you have a word for a cold when you have a cold, you know, you don't feel well? Means?
I'm having a cold.
I'm having a cold. Can you just say the word cold by itself?
Nasiao.
Huh?
Nasiao.
That's the
other
one. It's cold.
No, no, I mean for when you're sick, the one that you have when you get sick, that kind of cold. That sickness.
Kamiya.
Huh?
Anna kamiya.
Okay. Mm-hmm. When the sun goes down, you have the setting sun. How would you say setting, the sun has set?
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Sunset is?
Okay.
Okay, the sunset. Okay. What is the word for a sunflower?
Tolpamemo.
Again?
Tolpamemo.
More than one?
Tolpamene.
Mm-hmm. Do you have a word for a wristwatch that's from Pickeries?
Shihatan.
What does that mean?
Bracelet.
Bracelet.
Iron bracelet.
Iron bracelet. You'd use that same thing for a watch or a bracelet?
Same thing.
Okay, what is that word again?
Shihatan.
Okay. Mm-hmm. How would you say in the evening?
Nakemo.
In the afternoon?
Tolan.
What is the word for afternoon?
Tolan.
And for evening?
Nakem.
It's night, isn't that night?
Nakem, no, evening.
Evening.
No, okay. It's night.
Oh, that's right. Yes. The word for supper?
Tolan kalk.
Evening meal. How would you say to be very late?
Anna tempo.
Means I am very late?
I'm late.
Mm-hmm. Alright.
How would you say it's late? It's late now.
Na tempo.
Mm-hmm. What is the, what do you call that white clay that they use for making pottery? Or do they use white clay for pottery?
I don't know. They don't. Toyene, that's about all.
Yeah.
What is it?
Toyene.
Mm-hmm. And is that what they use for pottery?
That means white clay.
White clay, yeah,
mm-hmm.
The white sand.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Or it comes for whitewashing. Okay. How would you say I'm going to whitewash the house?
Huh?
Mm-hmm. And what do you call whitewash? That's the same. Okay, what do you call the house paint that you use for?
Okay.
Same thing. And this is tape 650824, continuation of Pickery's vocabulary from Taos vocabulary. Do you have a word for a post?
Demo.
Again?
Demo.
And more than one?
Dene.
Do you have a word for ticket from English or from Spanish?
Lelo en.
Mm-hmm. Huh?
Lelo en.
And what does that mean?
Chickens.
Chickens.
Mm-hmm.
And more than one?
Lelo en.
Okay. How would you say I am grinding?
Tatelhu.
Again?
Tatelhu.
Mm-hmm. Do you have a word just for grinding?
Tatelhu.
Huh?
Tatelhu.
Tatelhu. And what does that mean?
Grinding.
Just grinding. Mm-hmm. Strawberry?
Tatelhu en. Tatelhu en.
And more than one?
Tatelhu en.
The same? Mm-hmm. And what does that mean? Does that have
strawberry?
Is it strawberry? Mm-hmm. I suppose the wild strawberry would be the same. When you call, if a child calls a father, what would he call? Say if he wants the father to listen to him, what would he call him?
What do you mean?
The father. See if he's calling father or daddy or dad.
Tata.
Huh?
Tata.
Okay, that's what I want. What is the word for father?
Tamen.
What is the word for tall?
Tili.
How would you say he is tall?
Matiaitili.
I am tall.
Tatili.
Mm-hmm. How would you say very long, something which is very long?
Natili.
Mm-hmm. That means it is long?
It is long.
It is long. How would you say it is very long?
Natiaitili.
How again?
Natiaitili.
Do you have?
Can you say it?
No. Not yet. Next summer, maybe. Do you have, we have a term, if someone is a little large, you call them pot belly. Is there a term in Picarese for that? You've got a big stomach, you know, just an older person who's got a big stomach.
Tilosin.
Huh?
Tilosin.
What does that mean?
Big stomach.
Yes. Big son. Okay. Do you have a word for time? Just
time.
Time.
I'm not here.
Huh?
I'm not here.
What does that mean?
I have time.
I have time. What part of that means time?
Tiach.
That's a Picarese word?
Picarese word.
Mm-hmm. How else would you, how would you say what time of the year? What part of that, what does that mean?
Next year it might be.
Next year it might be.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You wouldn't say what time of year then?
No.
You wouldn't say that Picarese. Alright. Say that and then tell us what it means.
Shall I not help?
What does that mean?
I can't do it now.
I can't do it now.
You wouldn't be able to say I don't have time to do it. I'm
no.
too busy.
You wouldn't.
I'm not here for that's about all.
That's all there is. Okay. Do you have a word for a store?
What?
A store where you buy food.
Huitun.
What is it?
Huitun.
More than one?
Huitun.
What does that mean?
Selling store, selling
store. Selling store,
yeah.
Selling.
Store selling.
Okay. What part of that is selling?
Hui.
Hui. Okay. How would you say in the house? In the house.
Una.
Okay. How would you say at the house? How do you say toward the house or up to the house?
What hope?
Mm-hmm. How do you say against the house, like something is standing against the house?
Toma.
Alright. How would you say for the house?
Tomeoke.
Mm-hmm. from the house.
To have the.
Through the house, to or through the house.
To be.
Mm-hmm. How would you say at his house?
To ta.
Within the house.
To na.
That's the same as in the house.
Yeah.
Okay. Inside the house is the
yeah.
same. Okay. What do you call the governor of the pueblo?
Tapon.
What is the other word?
Tawian.
Mm-hmm. Alright, what is the more than one governor, the Tapuna word? More than one?
Tapuin.
Mm-hmm. Okay. See, the lieutenant governor would be. Lieutenant governor?
Tapopupan.
And more than one?
Tapopupan.
Mm-hmm. Do you have a word that you use to describe a cry at the dance? You know, when you have that cry at the end of the dance? What do you call that?
What is cry? I don't
know. You know, when you at the very end of a song, when you're singing, and you have that cry out, that loud, we call the war whoop sometimes. What do you call that in Picarese? That final, the final noise you make when you're singing.
Hollering, you mean?
Yeah, that very end.
I can.
Do you have a word for it?
I guess it is, but I can't get the
you
idea.
Can. Mm-hmm. Well, all right. What is that word?
Chill of Apollon.
What is it?
Chill of Apollon.
What does that mean?
Hollering.
Yeah. Well, what is the whole thing you said, though?
Chill of Apollon.
Does that mean just the hollering, or he is hollering, or what?
Hollering with the little noise.
Hollering with the noise.
Yes.
Okay, what is
rattling
it?
Noise.
With the rattling noise.
Yeah.
Okay. What part of that means the rattling?
Apollon.
And the noise?
Boom.
Okay. What do you call the man who is the leader of a dance when you have a dance?
Horsawen.
Huh?
Horsawen.
And more than one?
Horsawen.
Mm-hmm. Do you have a word that means maybe or perhaps or something like that?
Michihoyo.
Huh?
Michihoyo.
What's the closest thing in English to that word?
Hoyo. Michihoyo.
What does that mean? What's the closest thing?
Maybe.
Maybe. Mm-hmm. How would you say, maybe I will see?
Aihentimuchi.
Again?
Aihentimuchi.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe I will see.
What part of that means maybe?
Aiche.
That's another word for it.
Yeah.
Okay. What do you call a Ute Indian?
Yotani.
Huh?
Yotani.
And more than one?
Yotani.
What does that mean?
Ute.
Ute? Does that mean anything else? Does it have
no,
any
yeah.
Okay. How would you say he was in there?
He nayo in.
Alright. And that is means?
He was in there.
He was in there, okay. What is the word for hawk?
Hawk.
The flies, yeah, the bird.
Tult ayin.
More than one?
Tult ayin.
Do you have another word for a night hawk?
Penguin.
And more than one?
A penguin.
Mm-hmm. And
what about chicken hawks?
Lelo chelen.
And more than one?
Lelo chelen.
Mm-hmm. What is the word for a buzzard?
I can think of it.
Okay. Do you have a word for parrot?
Muppet.
Huh?
To a Muppet.
In more than one?
To a Muppet.
Does that have any other meaning?
No.
No.
To a Muppet in.
And that means?
Parrot feather.
Feather. You just say parrot feather.
Parrot feather, yes.
Okay. What part of that means feather?
Keen.
Okay. That means any kind of feather.
Yeah.
You've seen parrot feathers used at other pueblos,
yeah,
but you haven't used them here, but you know it. What is the word for tamale?
Tamale. Yawa.
What is it?
Yawa.
What does that mean?
Look smiling, laughing.
Mm-hmm. How about tamale that you eat? That's from Spanish, I suppose.
Sialcone, I think.
Huh?
Sialcone.
Oh, it's not. And more than one?
Sialcone.
And that just means?
That's more than one. Sialcone. It's one. Sialcone. It's
more than
more
one.
More than one.
And what is that? A tamale?
Tamale.
What does that mean in Picarese?
Corn spreading.
Corn spreading.
Corn spreading.
Mm-hmm. You don't have a word from the Spanish for tamale.
Yeah.
Leo, what is the Spanish? Huh?
Tamale.
And the plural of that, the more than one would be?
Tamale. Tamale.
Do you use
tamale,
this?
Tamale, it's one. Tamale,
and
it's more than one.
All right, let's try that again. One tamale?
Tamale.
And more than one?
Tamale.
Mm-hmm. Which word do you use when you talk about tamales? Which one of these two do you use, the Spanish or the Picarese?
Spanish.
You use the Spanish one, but you can use the Picarese one.
Yeah.
Would you use the Picarese one in any particular situation? I mean, is there any particular time you would use Picarese to talk about?
Any time, no different.
But you usually use the Spanish. What is the word for a plow that you use for the fields?
Tan.
More than one?
Tan.
Mm-hmm. And does that have any special meaning in Picarese, or?
No, I guess.
Just the plow.
Just the plow.
What is the word for a dancer?
Hulwea.
Huh?
Hulwea.
And more than one?
Not here, I have hulwea.
What does that mean? What did you just say?
He dances. Very much.
He dances very much. And the word for dancer again is?
Pulque.
What is it?
Pulque.
What is that?
Dancing.
Dancing is pulque. What do you call a dance, just a plain dance?
Pulena.
And more than one?
Pulena.
How would you say I am dancing?
Tifulehu.
He is dancing.
Mm-hmm.
What is the word for a shawl that women wear around their heads?
Tapalomo, by Spanish.
What's more than one of them?
Tapalone.
Okay. How is that again?
Tanat atam motai.
Would you repeat that?
Tanat atam motai.
And what does that mean?
I put the nails in.
In what?
That's all.
I just put the nails
in.
All right, what part of that means nails?
Okay.
How would you say, if you're talking about a gun, say, it is loaded? Just, it is loaded.
Huh?
What is that?
It is loaded. Yeah.
Did you say gun or any?
Tawin.
Okay. Can you say father-in-law?
Makon.
That is father-in-law.
Makon, yes.
Mm-hmm. More than one?
Makon.
Mm-hmm. How would you say my father?
Antamin.
Mm-hmm. How would you say being like a father? Say he's like a father to the boy, fatherly.
Okay.
Can you say stepfather?
I can't think about it.
Okay. There's a word, but you just can't think of it.
Yeah.
What is the word for a bean?
Bean
that you eat.
Bun.
More than one?
Bun.
Mm-hmm.
Bun. Bean.
What is it?
Bun.
In more than one?
Bun.
What kind of beans are those, Mr. Durant? I mean, are they...
You mean just any...
Beans?
No,
any
no,
kind
just
of
any
beans.
Kind of
any
beans.
Kind
then you
of
have
beans.
Then you have different words for the different kinds. Okay, now would you say, what would you say for wheat?
Seitan.
And more than, well, that's just wheat. It means grass seeds, doesn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah.
For wheat. Okay. What is the word for, do you have something like a snakewood tree? Or a dogwood, maybe? For a kind of a tree? Something like
what you want.
Like ta'a, nima, something like that. Well, that's
no.
Let's forget that one. I think this is from the English. Do you have a word for a tramp or a thief or someone who's no good? Why would you call someone who's just no good? A person who's just gone bad?
Wak-ea.
Huh?
Wak-ea.
And more than one? Oh, wow. What does that mean?
Mm. They're no good.
They're no good. What is it? Which one is they're no good?
Yakacho.
And what was that first one you gave me?
Same.
What does that mean?
Stealer.
A stealer. What is that other one you gave first, though?
What was it?
Someone who's no good, person who's no good.
Yeah.
What is that?
No good.
No good.
Can you hold it just 2 seconds?
What would you say? What does that mean?
He's from other places. He's no good.
He's from another place. He's no good. Okay. What is the word for flute? A flute. Do you have a word?
P-p-p-n.
And more than one?
P-p-p-n.
And what is that?
That's a flute.
Just a flute. Doesn't have any other meanings. What is the word for a hummingbird?
Tocholon.
And more than one?
Tocholon.
Mm-hmm. Do you have a word for a canary? What is that one?
Dot almond.
Means?
A yellow bird.
A yellow bird. Would you use that for a canary? Or just...
Canaries are different.
They're
I
different.
Believe.
That means yeah. just yellow bird. All right. How would you say more than one of these yellow birds then?
Dot all. The same dot almond. Dot almond is one. Dot almond is more than one.
Okay. What do you call Tusuki Pueblo?
Totsema.
Mm-hmm. And does that have a meaning?
Totsema.
What does that mean?
Small cotton tree, I think it has a meaning.
Okay. The word for elm?
Elm. No.
Elm tree? You don't have a word
no.
for an elm tree? No.
Because elm was born in from other place, I guess. And it
yeah, you didn't have this here, so you don't have it here. How about a box elder tree?
What?
Box elder tree?
I don't know how it is.
Okay. What is the word for a bull or an ox?
Muyane.
Huh?
Muyane.
And more than one?
Muyane.
Mm-hmm. tree, just any old tree.
Plum.
More than one?
Plum.
Mm-hmm. What would you call a cottonwood tree?
Plum.
And more than one?
Plum.
Mm-hmm.
You cool?
Mm-mm. I just sit like this.
Supposing you're missing something or you're lacking something, how would you say I am lacking? Could you say that? Huh?
Da hum hu.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Word for tomato.
The Spanish.
What is it from the Spanish?
Tomate.
And more than one?
Tomate.
Same thing. Mm-hmm. What is the word for Sunday? That's from Spanish. And how would you say a week?
Buen domingo.
One Sunday would mean one week. Okay. Use the same word then for Sunday or week.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Do you have a term, you know, well, the Pickeries used to have summer houses up the canyon there, didn't they?
Yeah.
What do they call the summer houses?
Bintern.
And it means summer?
Summer house.
Summer house. You just call them summer house. What is that word again?
Beltern.
And more than one?
Beltern.
Mm-hmm. What is the word for a stick?
Doen.
And more than one?
Doen.
Mm-hmm. You didn't use anything like this for the summer house, no such word.
No.
No, you just said summer house. All right. What do you call meat which has been cooked? Cooked meat.
Why ni?
What does that mean?
Cook meat.
Cook meat. Okay. Do you have a word for the fat on meat?
Kanya.
Mm-hmm. How would you say fat meat?
Why kanya?
And first part means meat.
How's that?
What part of that means meat?
Greasy meat.
That means greasy meat.
Yeah.
Can you say beef? Do you have a special word for beef?
No.
That kind of meat, you just call it meat.
Just meat.
How would you distinguish between meat from a cow and meat from a pork, you know, a pig? Would you just...
By word, kasewain.
What?
Kasewain is cow meat.
You just say cow meat. Cow. What would you say for pork?
Chatewain.
That means?
Pork meat.
Pork meat. How about chicken meat?
Lelo wayin.
Mm-hmm. Okay. How about from the sheep? What would you call that?
Kowayin.
Meaning sheep meat
sheep
for
meat.
Lamb. Right. You don't make a distinction then between lamb or mutton?
No.
No, you call it the same. Okay.
Do people up here still eat buffalo meat?
Yes, if we have some.
If you can get it.
The top bring us some.
What do you call it? Buffalo meat.
Ganwayin.
For buffalo meat. Mm-hmm. Do you eat deer meat?
Yeah.
What do you call that?
Benwayin.
It's deer meat.
You know, some of the fish. Say fish meat?
No, they have another word. Well, what would you call it? Will you just call it fish when you eat it, or do you call it something else?
Perhane.
That is what?
Cooked fish.
Mm-hmm. How would you talk about, you're giving the word for greasy meat, how would you call a person who is fat? How would you say a fat person?
Tuen.
Use the same word?
Yes.
What is it again?
Tuen.
And that means?
Fat.
Fat. How would you say fat person?
Person. To it, I am.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What is the word for body?
Tun.
And more than one?
Tun.
You don't ever use that word for meat.
No.
No, you don't.
Mr. Land, if you wanted to talk about a baby that was very fat, but you wanted to make it a compliment, you know, a nice plump baby, is there a way that you can say a fat baby, but in a nice way to a mother, you know, to let her know that you thought the baby was pretty?
How would you say fat baby?
Of el tu en.
And what does that mean?
Fat baby.
Do you like babies to be fat? Is that a good thing, or don't you care about it?
No difference.
Mm-hmm. Is that word again?
Tu en.
And that means?
Pretty fat.
Is that a nice thing to say?
Yeah.
It is nice.
Tu en.
Is that for about? Would you
for
say
nice,
that about?
Tu en.
To
nice
be nice.
Fat,
nice fat.
Fat.
Uh-huh. Would you say this about a baby, or would you say this about a person, or who?
There's no difference.
No difference.
About a baby or anybody.
Okay. The Pickery's people then don't really care if someone is fat or thin.
Mm.
It doesn't matter. You don't try to lose weight if you gain weight, do you?
No.
You don't bother.
And you don't try to gain weight if you're thin?
No.
No, I don't bother. You don't bother about diets.
No.
Sure,
there was. They don't eat too much of it, they want to, so they won't be too fat. But the appetite,
they try just not to eat too much. But they don't go on diets. I mean, they don't say, "I'm not going to eat as much now."
No, they
don't. See, Felicia, don't forget though, it very often works in the other direction. That it's the thin person who is scorned, and the heavy person.
Yes,
the
I know.
Desirable
yes,
one. It's not a question of losing weight.
Do you have a word in Taos for pretty or beautiful, meaning a girl who is pretty or beautiful?
A word from Taos?
No, I mean
in
Pickeries. In a word in Pickeries, which means pretty or beautiful for a girl.
Yanche.
What does that mean?
Pretty.
All right. Now, what would you consider pretty? What is a pretty girl?
For the looks of how she looks.
How she looks.
Mm.
Uh-huh. Do you, do boys try to marry pretty girls, or do they matter more that the girl is good and would make a good wife and so on? What do they use when they want to get married? What do the boys look for in a girl? What do they want in a wife?
I guess we're here just as long as they're associated to each other. Regardless of the prettiness or ugliness.
You don't care about
they
that?
They don't care.
Uh-huh. What does he want then? It has to be a girl from the right family, is that it? From
yes.
And an Indian?
No difference.
No difference.
Do you have a word for a handsome man?
Good looking man?
Yeah, good looking man.
What does that mean?
Good looking man.
Do you use these words very much?
Yeah,
talking about
problem,
people.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What would a good-looking man be like? I mean, would he be tall, or would he have some special thing about him that would make you say that's a good-looking man?
No difference. Whether he's tall, whether he's short, or
well, if you saw two men, you might say about one, he's a very good-looking man.
Yeah.
What would make you say it about one, but maybe not about the other?
In the whim. Oh.
What is that?
This other one is pretty.
Pretty. Use the same word for
same
man
thing.
Or
yeah,
a woman.
The same.
Same word.
Mm-hmm. But you can't say why you might say one man was prettier than the other.
No.
How would you say dried meat?
White ear.
Huh?
White ear.
Mm-hmm. Do you have a word or a phrase, I guess more than one word, that you would use for a place that sells meat? Like a butcher shop, we would call it. What would you call it in Pickeries?
A butcher shop, you mean?
Yeah.
Why huin?
Huh?
Why huin?
Mm-hmm.
Or either two huin.
What?
Or either two huin. Why huin?
What does the first one mean? Why huin?
Meat store.
And the second one?
I mean, selling, yeah.
What is the what is
body selling.
Body selling.
Yeah.
Sorry, which is the body selling one?
Tuchwin.
But you would use this for a
just
butcher shop. Okay. What do you call the cane of office that the governor gets?
Klavetoim.
Huh?
Klavetoim.
And more than one?
Klavetoim.
Does that mean chief cane or leader cane?
Yes, officer cane.
Officer cane. Mm. And you always use it this way.
You have a Spanish cane and a Lincoln cane. Would you use the same term for either cane?
You have two canes that you use, or one?
For the governor, they have two.
Two. Do they have different names, or do they have the same name?
Same name.
How do you distinguish between one or the other?
Claveto N.
Is one. How about, what would
both
you?
Both. N.
No problem. Okay. Do you have a word, this is probably from Spanish, for towel?
Supechemo.
It means?
Wiping face.
Wiping face.
Cloth.
Cloth. And more than one would be?
Supechemo.
Do you have a word from the Spanish for towel, or don't you
toallan,
use it?
Toallan. Yeah.
What is it?
Toallan.
And more than one?
Toallan. Toallan is one.
And more than one?
Toallan.
Which one do you use?
Toallan.
Every day?
Hmm? Toallan.
That's the one you use every day. Okay. What is the word for an older sister?
Totopomen.
More than one?
Totots on the end.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. How would you say he bought it?
He might.
Huh?
Or bought it?
He bought
he
it.
He tore it.
Huh?
He tore it.
Mm-hmm. Alright. I bought it.
He tore
it. I am buying it.
He tore it.
How would you say it's been bought?
Itoweha.
Huh?
Itoweha.
What does that mean?
It has been bought.
It has been bought. Okay. What is the word for winter?
Towe.
And more than one?
Towe.
Again?
Towe.